Falcons are catching 4 points from the Washington Commanders. Here to talk about that game and more for the Falcons, Joe Patrick, our Falcons reporter, joins us here on A to Z. Joe, happy Thanksgiving, brother. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too, Mark. Thanks for having me on, man. Good to talk to you.
All right. Our boy Arthur Smith was a little bit flustered this week, would you say, after things, the way things went down last week. Kind of what's the tenor and the feeling this week around the facility?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a little bit up in the air. I mean, the way that the game went last week, obviously you get the win against the Bears in a kind of a what I've been kind of terming a crossroads game. I mean, the Falcons really had to have that one if they wanted to be competitive, you know, with the it being this kind of playoff hunt the rest of the year. But obviously you come out of that game with, you know, a major, major injury, two maybe, if you include Taquan Graham, but obviously the one with Kyle Pitts. And you know, I think that that sets up a game against Washington that's going to be very interesting to see the way that the Falcons go about dealing with his loss in this game. And I tend to think we're going to see something pretty different from this team. Not maybe not necessarily in the way the game is called in terms of run pass, that kind of disparity. But I think we've got to see a little bit more spread it out, especially against a team like Washington that's so good up front. And I feel like if you try to go power against power with them, without a guy like Kyle Pitts who can stretch the field, that's kind of that's dangerous. And so I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see the way that Arthur Smith goes about this. But I think he's been clear in saying that, you know, this coaching staff is going to have to go back to the drawing board and find some solutions that they, you know, haven't necessarily needed to go to when they've had a guy like Kyle Pitts in the fold this year.
Yeah, and I wonder what you think of the matchup. I think this is a terrible matchup for the Falcons, both offensively and defensively. I think that they are on the wrong side of this one. I think it's going to be bad news for them on Sunday in Washington. You know, and what I said earlier in the show was, you know, we spent so much time focusing on, you know, the Falcons' offense against the Commanders' defense. I get irritated that we're not talking enough about how bad the Falcons' defense is and why it feels like they're getting a pass for poor play. You know, if they played a little better, maybe Mariota wouldn't have to have so much pressure on him to win, wouldn't have to have so much pressure on him to make a play. Maybe I'm bending over backwards here to try to defend Mariota, which I shouldn't do, but I don't know. For a team that can't get off the field on third down, one of the worst pass defenses in the league, one of the worst total defenses in the league, one of the worst scoring defenses in the league, it's like we're not ever screaming enough about how bad the defense is.
Yeah, it's a frustrating defense to watch at times for sure. And I think earlier this season, at least you had this kind of you know, at least they were creating some turnovers and they were doing some things that gave the offense a chance to win these games. And now it does feel like the offense has to put, you know, 30 points or close to it on the board in order for the team to be competitive in a game. And listen, they've had a lot of injuries. The secondary has been totally depleted. And I do think that A.J. Terrell coming back is obviously a big deal, not just because of the quality that we know that he has, but the fact that this Falcons secondary has been without both him and Casey Hayward for a large chunk of the season, and without your starting two cornerbacks, every NFL team is going to struggle because then you can't get in those press coverages. That helps or hurts you in terms of getting to the quarterback. You know, it just sets a whole series of bad effects in motion for you. So I do think that this Falcons defense, I mean, it has to improve. Like, I want to look on the bright side of it and say, like, yeah, Arnold Ebikadi has been getting better throughout as the season has gone on. Troy Anderson, he's been good in some moments. But overall, Troy Anderson is still not a linebacker that you would want on the field for the majority of snaps. And I think that that's proven by the fact that the coaching staff isn't putting him out there for a majority of snaps. Arnold Ebikadi is getting the playing time, but he has not had the, you know, the sack numbers that we might have expected coming into the season. So I think that there is still a lot to prove for this Falcons defense. But, you know, you are getting some decent play from those guys, so maybe that's a good enough building block for you to feel good enough about going forward into next year. A guy, honestly, if we're looking at focusing on this defense and kind of, you know, being nitpicky here, you know, Richie Grant is a player who I thought was going to develop a lot more this year. He's had some good moments, but I really feel like when he is truly tested, you know, this team has been really picked apart by you know, prolific passing offenses. And in a passing league, that's something that this team is going to have to lock down. And obviously in this game, we know Taylor Heinicke, he kind of tore this team up last year. It'll be very interesting to see how they're able to go about, you know, stopping this good wide receiver core that the Commanders bring into this game.
Joe Patrick, Falcons reporter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons and Commanders Sunday, right here, 1 o'clock kick. We'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You look at where this team is offensively. Now that they won't have Kyle Pitts, it feels like it's going to be on Arthur Smith to devise some level of game plan to be able to find a way to score points. I mean, the last time they didn't have Kyle Pitts in a game was a Tampa Bay game. They didn't find the end zone until the midway through the fourth quarter in that game.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is a better Commanders defense than that Buccaneers defense was back in week 4 or 5, whatever it was. So, how hard is it going to be for the Falcons to score this weekend?
It's going to be very hard. And again, I'm going to go back to when you look at this team up front, what they're facing in, you know, two defensive tackles in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, two of the better ones that you'll find in this league, going up against a Falcons offensive line. Now, we've given the Falcons offensive line a lot of credit this year, and I think in some respects they have stepped up. We've seen Caleb McGarry have a good season, I think better than a lot of people would have anticipated. But when you look at the weakness of this Falcons offensive line, which there are weaknesses on it, it's that interior, and especially that left guard spot that's kind of been a rotating door of different guys. And Chuma Doga, who started last week, is questionable going into this one. And then Drew Dolman, a center who obviously got the job for the first time this year, has been very up and down this season. And you never know how, you know, he's going to be able to handle that kind of interior pressure that he's going to be facing. We saw how it worked out in the last time he went up against a stud interior defensive lineman in Carolina, and it was really, really bad. And again, especially going back out onto the road, the last time they were on the road was that dreadful Thursday night game in Carolina. You wonder how this team is going to perform, because they just haven't seemed to be as sharp. You know, the rhythm offensively has not been there when they've gone on the road this season. You referenced that Bucs game was another one. So can they do that this week? Maybe, but I'm not really expecting it based on what we've seen, you know. And again, I think you're totally right, Mark, that when you just look at the matchups across the board, it's tough to see the Falcons coming out of this one.
Yeah.
Honestly, even covering the spread, honestly.
Well, I said the bet that I would make, and I got to wait till tomorrow till the team totals come out. But when they do, if the Falcons is at 20.5, I'm taking the under. You know,
yeah.
I think it'll probably set it at closer to 18, 17.5, 18 is what I honestly think it's going to end up being at. But I'm not even sure they get there. And I don't want to look too far ahead here, Joe, but, you know, next week against the Steelers, too, another tough physical defense that can smack you around and stops the run as good as anybody. It's like both of these defenses take away the one thing you do well, and you're asking Mariota in both of these cases to go out and win you a game with no real, you know, dynamic weapons in the passing game. It's just a bad recipe. I mean, you know, again, not getting too far ahead, but you can go from 5-6 to 5-8 and your season feels almost over in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And just really quickly to add on to that, you know, if you do go from 5-6 to 5-8, you go from being in the playoff hunt to potentially, depending on how results go around the league, you could be right back into that kind of top 10 pick range, you know, just because of the way that teams are bunched up. So, you know, the fortunes of this team could change really quickly, kind of on a knife's edge. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this team deals with that big injury.
And you know, to the same end, look,
you're right.
The next four games in general, look, the Falcons have been bad on the road this year, okay? Their lone road win was a 4-point win in Seattle. But other than that, they've struggled on the road to score. They get at Washington, home for the Steelers, and at the Saints and at the Ravens. I mean, you know, this is where I've applauded Arthur Smith all year long. We all have. Like us, those of us who are in the media room, we all talk about how great he is and how much he's meant for this organization. But even Arthur Smith being as good as he is, I have reservations about the next four games and how the heck they get out of here, at least with a 2-2 split.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you look back at some of the games that they've won, some of these kind of, you know, upsets they've had this year, when you look at the 49ers game, for example, weren't facing Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead out in that game.
Nope.
You know, they
and they got a pick six
for San Francisco. Yep, and they got a pick. Yeah, you're right. Chargers, even though they lost that game, weren't facing Joey Bosa. So they've missed actually a lot of kind of top talent that's played for other teams that they've played so far this year. So, yeah, I'm with you. I give a ton of credit to Arthur Smith and his coaching staff for what they've done so far this year, but still saying that, it's hard for me to foresee this ending in a positive manner. And hey, listen, this team is dealing with a record amount of dead cap. I think now I saw a stat that like there's more, you know, money being paid now that you've got Kyle Pitts injured, that is off the roster, basically not playing for you, than you have money that is actually playing for you.
Wow, that's
so
funny.
You know, you got to give Arthur Smith some credit, but yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, this team is going to be really, really tested in this last stretch of the season.
All right, real quick, Joe, I got about 30 seconds left. I know you're a soccer guy, but what did you think of the draw that the United States and England played too earlier today?
Listen, the game was boring, frankly.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I'm a soccer fan, and a lot of games, soccer games are boring. So let's get that out of the way. It was boring. Honestly, the result, you know, it's a decent result because no one expected you to do that with England. But also, it's not that great of a result because you really only needed to win. That was going to be the only thing that mattered, that made a difference for you. Otherwise, you know, this team is still going to have to beat Iran in the final group stage game. So that is really where this team is going to be tested.
Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Joe Patrick on Falcons, 92.9 The Game reporter here. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks for the time.
Will do. You too, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.